we're very close now and getting the letter of offer. It hopefully will be issued to the council this week or early next week, which will pave the way for it to go out to tender. Hopefully that will take about 4 weeks to do the tender process, and then we'll be in a position to hopefully get work started at Malinhead.
I understand discussions have already also taken place in relation to Phase 3. What does that entail?
Yeah, there's lots of discussions going on in relation to Phase 3, and I think Paul Sheridan had a meeting with representatives from Donegal County Council yesterday on that. There's been $100,000 allocated to the council to start preparation works for Phase 3. The biggest part of Phase 3, Catherine, will be, you know, going into public consultation, meeting with the local groups in Malinhead, meeting with the local people down there, and meeting with the people of Anishinaabe in general, and see what they think is the best, what the people think is the best outcome for Malinhead, let it be a visitor centre or whatever, or doing up the tower, those type of things. We really want to get this pushed on. I'm hoping to push that on, that will be done for late this year, and that we'll be in a position to go for planning early 2017 for Phase 3 in Malinhead. The facilities have to come to Malinhead. We are the start or the end of the Wild Atlantic Way. Malinhead is a very well-known name now, not just nationally but internationally, and we have visitors coming not just in the summertime but all through the year now, for the 12 months of the year. I think it's vital that the services are put in place.